Okay, we're in Ali Shur, Chelek Aleph, Perek Chamishi. Yimei Ha'av, Yimei Asina Vayush. This is one of the most important chapters, I believe, in the Sefer. It's the days of, literally, of love. It means when times are going well, Yimei Asina Vayush, and literally the times of hatred and giving up, and when things aren't going so well. Is to speak about the natural ups and downs that we all go through. So let's see what he says. Kol nimset kufa mumushechet b'mokom Torah. Anybody that finds some place for a period of time in a place of Torah, makir heitiv zmanei aliyah v'zmanei yirida. He recognizes well those times of growth and those times of down, going downward. Amit chalfim todir, which are constantly changing. Right? People have times when things are going great and times when things are not going so well. Bizman aliyah hatzlacha, the time when things are going great, going well, success. Kalos atfisa, you hop quickly, you understand it. He'oros, shalkushyos, v'tirutzim, you have insight, it's questions, answers. Kavona betfila, your davening is good. V'yachasim tovim l'chavirim, and you're getting along with your friends. Bizman yirida, kshayim betfisa, stimasa mayanot, kvedos betfila, v'richuk machaverim. Difficulty in understanding and grasping. The wellsprings seem to be closed up. Difficulty in davening. And distance from your friends. Matzinu b'sefer yosher, amyuchas l'Rabbeinu Tam, tira l'matzavim eila. We find in the Sefer Yosher, which is ascribed to Rabbeinu Tam, and we're not clear exactly who the author is, explanation, a sort of a picture of these times. Kol matchil, this is what he says in Shar Vov. Kol matchil lasa shum maisa. Imielo b'maisa hu shum hano tekonis bo ataiva. Anybody that starts to do something, if they'll have some pleasure in that item, there's going to be a taiva that's going to get there, that's going to enter there. A desire. Ki kein kol maisa sheish bo shum hano tekonis b'libo ava rishayna. Anything that has pleasure associated with it will go into his heart, ha'ava rishayna, a first love, literally. V'ahakein toser tekonis b'libo hasina. And then that'll go out, go away, and will come into his heart, a sina, hatred. V'leket yomim toser, and after a while that'll go out. V'kein yitchalfu tomid. And these will be constantly changing. Yosur ha'echod, v'yavo ha'sheni. One will go out, and the other will come in. Ach im tiyeh ha'nasa oived b'avodasa g'deila. But if the pleasure of the oived Hashem, the one that's serving God in His service, will be great, v'yesh lo seichel, and he has an intellect, tamod ha'ava yamim rabim. That the Ava will stay with them for a long time, many days. Vasina yomi mispar, and the hatred, literally, or the down, for a limited period of time. Ve'im lo yelo seichel toiv, ve'ein lo bavadaso hanagdela, if he doesn't have a good intellect, and he doesn't have hana, pleasure in his service, a great pleasure in his service, as yovo lov mimena, hana mitzad echad, so it's going to come to him the pleasure from one side and turmoil from the other side. Then the good times will be with him for a small number of days. And the sina will stay for a long period of time. And this happens a number of times. If it'll come up, be new insights for a person, he'll have insights into his Avodas Hashem, that will add to the positive, to the Ava, and it'll grow. But if there is negative that comes from its new negative that comes in, Taisif Asina, that will increase then the Sina, the negative and the down. Vimlo Yitchadesh Bavo Dovar. And if you're not going to have anything new in the service, you shneim shovim ad yovo asechol v'achriya b'neim, then they're going to be equal. There's going to be sort of this equality there until the intellect comes and determines between them, decides between them. V'achrei asher gilinu seid ava v'asino, and now after we've revealed this site, this secret of the Ava Nesina, Nemar, Kitzarech Lebala Aveda, Lahakir Betchilas Avodasa. So now we can say that the Bala Aveda, the one that wants to be an Eved Hashem, he has to know Betchilas Avodasa, the beginning of his service, Ki Ava Vasina Nilchomim Shneim, that there's a battle between these two, the Ava Nesina. Pam Yigbar Ayachad, the Pam Yigbar Hasheni. Sometimes one will win, sometimes the other will win. Therefore, when you're starting out your avoda, you don't have to worry if im yakutzba like gets you. That's the laws of the ava at the beginning. That's the nature of things, that there is going to be ups and downs, that there's going to be this changing. It's not all going to be a smooth road at the beginning. Kitagia letachlis yedua, when you get to that purpose that is known, v'tachda v'tichdal, and it'll cease. V'achak toshu v'titchazik v'tichadish k'nesher, then it'll come, it'll strengthen, it'll be fresh like the eagle. V'achar kein im techolish ha'ava v'tigbar ha'sina, and then if it'll, you'll have a weakening of that ava, and the sina will strengthen. Ayin no shba v'ayda, don't be give up in your avoda. Rak yeda ki leketz yomim titchalif. You should know that this is also going to pass. This is also going to change. Val kein sarech hamaskil biroisoi ki tikones asina beliboi v'yokutz b'avoda. And the person has to know then, the maskil, the one, the thoughtful one needs to know, biroisoi, when he sees that comes the sina into his heart, and it like despises the avoda. Don't leave it all off. Don't stop doing everything. Don't say, I'll leave it all for right now. And then I'll go back to it. If you leave it all, you're going to lose it. It'll be lost from your hand. But if you hold on to part of it, it won't be lost. Right, end quote. B'zeh makif sefer yosher es kol mahalach hatkufos hoveret aleinu b'avodas Hashem. With this, the sefer yosher sort of encompasses all the periods that will pass by us in our avodas Hashem. Neinu lemdi mikan, we learn from here, ki chiluf matzavei haruach davar tivihu, that changes in moods is natural. The way we're feeling, the way things are going, that's natural. You're not supposed to be mishyayesh, to feel depressed, to feel down, to give up when those yimeyasina come. And similarly, you shouldn't stop all your avodas Hashem in those times. Because if you leave it all, it'll be lost from you, the Sefer HaYashar says. You have to ease up a bit. Things aren't going so well right now. Ease up. But you got to hold on to something. You got to hold on to part of it. Any price. Then you're not going to lose what you've already attained. Means, yeah, there's times when things aren't going so well, it's just not going for whatever reason. So ease up a little bit, but don't stop completely. Shuv, inein olemdim, mahim agarmim, lad baras ahava v'sina. We also learn, what are the causes that lead to a strengthening of one or the other, the ahava v'sina? Ahanoh v'achidush. It's the pleasure and the newness. The hanoh and the chidush. Kol hanoh v'kol chidush beruchnius magbirim es ha'ava. You have pleasure, you have something new in spirituality, it strengthens that ava. V'ulam gam b'li kol ischadshus l'teva. However, even without anything new, kasher ha'ava v'asina m'shameshas b'irbuvia, even when they're mixed in together, yuchol odam l'achriya ba'atzmo b'neim, but individual can still choose between them. Yavo asechol v'achriya, as the Sefer Yeshur says, comes the intellect and tips the balance, tips the scales. Ketzer machriya asechol, how does the seichel do that? Kashir ashkafa so brura, when you have a clarity of ashkafa, v'achlata so nechusha, and your decision is felt clear. Ki chayim b'li ruchnias enam chayim. If you have it clear, you feel it, that a life without spirituality is no life. Ki behechrech sarach lomoy Torah. And of necessity, you need to learn Torah. Lit alos b'mitzvos u'b'midos, and to grow in mitzvos and midos. V'zeh yachrias atzmo l'tzad ha'ava. That will tip the scales to the side of ava. Gam mebli shitchat shelo chidushim. Even without chidushim. Mebli shemargish hanoa b'Torah. So even without that hanoa in Torah. Ulam yediyah zu levada. But this knowledge alone, ki t'chalfa, hitchalfus me'ava v'me'asina davertiviyu. Just the fact that if we just have this one piece of information, that this is something natural, but if you realize that, that itself has the ability to ease to a significant degree any feelings that you should have of giving up or depression when it comes. You know, this is natural. Don't get so shaken by it. Don't get so thrown by it. That's the way things are. At times, just when things are going better, when your mind is working better, when you're grasping and things are going well, and there are times when it's not going so well, it's natural. It'll pass. We want to develop within ourselves and the ability to make those times last longer and the difficult times shorter. How do you do that? You have the intellect, the seichel, the knowledge, the feelings of understanding the importance of Torah, understanding the importance of growth in Avodah. And we also have, when a person starts to get a pleasure in their spirituality, to realize the true pleasure, the hanoah in ruchnias, and to taste that hanoah, and to have chidushim in ruchnias, because everybody wants, people like new things. Everybody wants something new. Right? New this, new that, the latest this, the latest that, right? The new version. So we also have to find that in spirituality. We can't just stay in one place. We can't just tread water. Find a new insights. You daven, you have a new insight. Maybe not every davening, maybe not every Shemoneh Esrei, but now and then you should have a new insight. And you're learning, you have a chiddush. You write a note, a new thing. It gives strength. It gives us kayach. And it helps with those to extend the Imei Ahava. Hey, let's continue. The gum behat kifa yetzer koshes, even if the yetzer hit you strongly, aimlit yayesh li'itatzben, don't start giving up and be depressed. Yitochin ki dafka mitoch hatkufov shel hayetzer inenu lomdim b'ma'alenu la'avod. It could be specifically from those attacks of the yetzer. Hit kafusav, right? Those attacks of the yetzer in elohim, we can learn. B'ma'alenu la'avod, what is it that we need to work on? B'ma'anu noyadim l'shlemus, and what is, or where, rather, can we achieve our shlemus, our wholeness? Gam ha'seichel ha'poshut yachol levin, even the simple seichel can understand. Ki ha'yetzer matkif dafka b'nekuda asher bo anu ruim l'shlemus. The yetzer hits specifically in those points where we are fit to make ourselves whole, what we need to work on. Hine megalalano echad agdeilim b'hochmas anistar. It's revealed to us by one of the gdeilim in the hidden wisdom, Rav Tzadok HaKohen. Kol adam yesh lo chemdam yuchedet. Everybody has their own unique desire. B'reis of dover shechemdos of tavosa goveret b'yoseh. We see something where that desire, the taivas are very great, it's very strong. But dover ze'atzmo hu kli muchan l'kabel birchas Hashem, im yashuv Hashem b'chol libo. Specifically in that thing, he is a vessel prepared to receive the brachas of Hashem, if it returned to Hashem with all his heart. I mean, specifically in that area, that's where you can get your shlemus. Kol echad yeda, shebuma, sheyitzro teikfo b'yaser, that which your yitzar hits you the hardest, who klimuchan la'isam dvarim, b'yaser liot nekim v'zacha etzlam. In that area, he should know that he's a klimuchan, he's a something like prepared specifically to be noki and zach, pure and clean in those things by him. Means to achieve a high level in them, to achieve shlemus in them. Dvarim shahar be'liv shayabem. Yoda, she'u kli muchan liyot dafka ba'isa dover naki v'bar levav. Right? And that specifically can be pure and bar levav, something that has it, strong in it. Okay, isya b'vayikra abo sheba aver sheba chot bo yasa mitzvus. That aver, that limb that you did the sin with, do mitzvus. The ainzerak tikkun laver. So it's not just a tikkun from what you did in the past. Right. So you hit chasam, so you hit somebody. So now you do a mitzvus with your hand. No, mida keneged mida aval hu gam. It's not just mida keneged mida aval hu gam kain tikkun nafsho b'prat. It's a tikkun anefesh. Ki kol echad nivra letikkun eza davar prati. Every one of us was created to matakin, to fix some particular things. Particular thing, things. Asher bo nityachta nafshay b'prat v'ein lo chover. That his nefesh uniquely has this tikkun to make, and in this he doesn't have, there's nobody like him. Mizanu loimdim klal godol. From this we can learn a klal godol. How should we relate to ourselves? Behit kifas sanu ayetzer, yetzer attacks us. Anu mit baishim bifnei atzmenu. We're embarrassed, like from ourselves. We feel like it's like, how? That's not me. I feel bad. Lomi fnei aroa vashiflus shibe yetzer. Not because of the negative and the lowness of the yetzer. Lofnei apegia bekfaydenu shabat kafasu. Now it's because where our kavod has been affected by this, like me, like, you know, how could I be bothered by such a thing? How could I have fallen to such a thing? I hold myself on a much higher plane than that, a much higher level than that. Anu echzaknu etzatzmenu lanashim rami mother. We've held ourselves to be big tzaddikim. Hinei mitareret banu netziyah shveila. Now something is stirred within us that we feel is a lowly. Hashmol Shamal el et arkeinu atzmit. It lowers our self worth. Lekein kol magmaseinu hi. So what do we want? Lishkaya chazakishalon zabekim. We want to forget it quickly. Put it in the past. Forget it. Go by it. Vaisa kloisa. Make it like it never happened. Ugh, that wasn't me. That wasn't really me. I'm beyond that. I'm above that. That wasn't really me. That response is not right. It's not proper. That it's like aroused us. That arousal of the Yetzer is showing us that we've hidden from some deep layers inside of us that we also need to involve in our service of God. The way the Yetzer came out, it's a sign of some spiritual thing that needs to be fixed. There's somebody that's a masmid. Right? He's a diligent student. He learns basmoda. And he has a desire. He wants to get up and go take a walk. So what's a simon? What's a sign? What? Because the deep layers in his soul, in the subconscious, we might call it, mitachat l'saf hakaraso, under his conscious and the subconscious, ter mishlimo im hasmadasoi, have not yet come to grips with that hasmada. There's something inside of him that's not yet whole with being a masmid. Something's still churning, even though he might not realize it. He has to pay attention to it. The fire's his son. He has to deal with them, to appease them. How do we appease these forces, these powers? With a give and take with yourself. You have to convince yourself with the necessity of hasmoda. Like it was somebody else talking to you, convincing you, no, this is the right way. And when you're really, really, really convinced, then that won't come up again. But as long as there's still a side, no, it's better off taking a walk. So then, it's going to keep coming up. Rak hit almut mikoychus hanefesh amukim mesukenity. It's just ignoring or hiding ourselves, pretending it's not there from these deeper koychus, that's what's dangerous. Think this is right. So we still have a Yetzer. Seder. We still have a Yetzer. We haven't come completely to grips with Asmod or whatever it is. We're not 100% there yet. Okay? So, try to work on it. We'll grow. But don't ignore it. Don't pretend it doesn't exist. Don't pretend that, yeah, I'm such a high madrega tzaddik and asmoda, that eventually it's going to backfire. Be aware of it. And now you have to determine, why is it still there? Maybe, do I really want to be a masmid? I don't really want to be a masmid. Just telling myself, do I really believe it? Do I really believe it? So then we can get to a point where, yeah, it's really part of us. And that's part of the growth process and part of the development process. But the danger, the Mashgiach, Zichrono Livracha, is saying, is if a person ignores those and pretends that they don't exist. Okay. Take over.